Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Fridays right here in this slot. Now, I don't want it to sound like she's new. She's not new. Ole Miss Evie's been on this show I don't know how many times, countless times. Evie, when was the first year? If you were to estimate, when was the first year you were on the show or the first time you were on the show?
Oh, well, good morning, Bill. I'm excited to be here, first of all. I was thinking about that last night, and I'm not sure when the first time was on, but I know I will. Well, the first time, yeah, I was on. I tell you what, I remember the day my granddaughter was born, and I will never forget it as long as I live because she's my only grandchild, and because I was on the Bill King Show that morning. And so I was literally sitting in the hospital waiting for Emily Grace to be born, and she just turned 5. So, and I know I had been on before then. So that was 2017. So I'm thinking, you know, at least a year or so before that.
I was thinking that day that Hugh Freeze was DMing me during the show. That's what I was
thinking. Yes. How could we ever forget that? And now Hugh's back, baby.
Ole Miss Evie with us. She's going to be in this slot on Fridays. Here's a question I've been holding back. I could have asked you prior, but I didn't because I wanted to save it for today. Lane Kiffin.
Okay.
Let's go to Lane. He's been at Ole Miss. He's very happy. Auburn comes. I have been saying prior, I don't think he leaves for the Auburn job. You said the same thing. We agreed on that. But there was a couple of days in there during this, quote, flirtation where it felt like he was gone. And you and I did talk about that. What happened? Did something change? Was there a moment? What went down?
Well, you know, it's so funny. A lot of people have wondered that. I mean, and I still couldn't see him leaving simply because, and you have daughters, I just couldn't see him telling his senior in high school daughter who had just moved to live with him for her senior year, oh, hey, pack up, we're headed to the plains. You know, I'm being announced on Monday, halfway through your senior year. So that kept gnawing at me. But you're right. That week when John Sokoloff, reporter for a local TV station around Mississippi, reported breaking news, you know, Lane Kiffin is going to be the coach. And so that there's a lot of people that think that there was something there that really, you know, maybe that got to Kiffin. You know, was that leaked to Sokoloff by John Cohen and the people at Auburn? Because John Cohen, having been the AD at Mississippi State, Sokoloff knew him. And actually, Sokoloff was the one who broke the news that Cohen was going to be leaving state to go to Auburn. So there were some people who kind of thought that's a little bit interesting. And perhaps Lane maybe you know, didn't like that because he, you know, you and I talked about it. He went hard after Sokolov on the Twitters. So, you know, I think that Monday and Tuesday, there was a, you know, folks were getting around Oxford, were getting a little bit nervous. I still didn't think he was leaving, but by Wednesday, the night before the Egg Bowl, he did announce to his players in a team meeting over at the Inn at Ole Miss that he would be returning. So those couple of days, you know, I don't know. I mean, there's all sorts of speculation, and I really think maybe only Kiffin and Jimmy Sexton know, you know, what happened at the end. But the money was there at Auburn, you know, obviously the NIL, the facilities, you know, that everybody's gone on and on about. But I think Rebel fans are just really happy that they can say he chose Ole Miss.
I've had a few of those say to me it irritated them, Ole Miss fans, because they think it cost them a game or two down the stretch.
Yeah, I think that is the perception. Now, I you know, it's hard to know. I mean, Kiffin talks about a pro mindset and controlling what you can control. And, you know, but again, at the end of the day, these are 18 to, you know, 21-year-old kids. So I will say at the Rebel Walk, we have three players, A.J. Finley, Micah Pettis, and Dayton Wade, signed to NIL agreements. And I talk pretty regularly with those kids. And while they absolutely heard what was going on, they did not seem to indicate that it, you know, it was distracting them in any way. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think you're right. I think that, you know, down the stretch, I mean, you can't lose four of your final five and not have people wonder what's going on.
We are about to have, Evie, a stampede in the transfer portal. And players are already announcing they're transferring. They just can't officially be in the portal until we get to the 4th and the 5th on Sunday, Monday. The FCS players, who there's a lot of attractive players there too, are announcing because they were allowed to do so a couple of Mondays ago. Is Ole Miss going to be typically under Lane Kiffin very aggressive?
I think that the Portal King is going to be back at work. I think this is the longest that Kiffin has been anywhere, 3 years as a head coach here. And I think that you may see a little bit of a shift because, you know, given his new contract, I don't anticipate that Ole Miss will go through this again next year of speculating and having to wonder where he's going. But I guess anything's possible. But I think you may see a little bit of a shift. Maybe not quite as portal heavy, maybe a few more high school recruits, but absolutely I think he's going to have to go after some defensive line help. I know he's looking at Braden Fiske, a grad transfer from Western Michigan, who I believe is also visiting Notre Dame. Big 6'5", 300-pound kid that's just supposed to be phenomenal. I think that he will definitely go hard in the portal. He's probably going to get, they need a big, explosive wide receiver. You know, we just didn't have that as much this year. I think he's going to look for that. There is some talk, you know, I keep an eye out on Berrian Brown, Kentucky. I think he wanted to go to Ole Miss last year. There wasn't maybe the NIL money available at the time, but now Ole Miss has about a $10 million war chest right now. So, you know, I might keep an eye on him. He's one I've heard rumors about. So I expect Kiffin to go hard to fill some areas of need there, but perhaps shift a little more if he's going to be at Ole Miss a little longer, maybe a little more towards high school players than he has in the past.
Berrian Brown's from right here. Speed guy.
Yes.
Wide receiver and very explosive. Ole Miss Evie with us every Friday. Now, I say that. This is the first time. This is starting today, every Friday. Now, Ole Miss Evie, are you going to warn me if you're on vacation and stuff? Are you going to warn me, or how's this work? We haven't worked out these details yet.
I will absolutely warn you, and I will be here no matter what the locale. I mean, I was actually on a plane to Jackson last night, and I'm sitting there, and I swear, burning smell. Like I've had a cold and I hadn't been able to smell much lately, but I could smell the burning, and I'm looking around wondering what is wrong with all these people. Why don't they notice this? And so I asked the flight attendant, you know, I'm that passenger, ma'am, do you smell anything burning? It smells like electrical wires burning. And she said, we're refueling right now, ma'am. And I just said, oh, okay, because I guess jet fuel hopefully smells like burning electrical wires. You know, I don't know, but I made it safely, landed okay. And, I mean, I will be here no matter what, no matter where.
Chad in D.C., Washington, D.C., ask Evie if Lane is trying to position himself to be a candidate to replace Nick in T-Town.
Yes. I think that that's a very, very, very good question. And my good friend Kevin Hagan, who I'm not going to say I'm taking over for because I think he's irreplaceable. And happy birthday to Kevin, by the way, today. Kevin has, we've had many a conversation that, you know, Kiffin knew if he took that Auburn job, there would be no chance in you know what that he would get the Alabama job, because Alabama's not taking him if he'd been at Auburn. So I think that there's, you know, there's a lot of talk about that. I know some Bama fans who would be thrilled to have him, and I know some who still aren't quite convinced. So, but absolutely, I think that that could be his plan.
So if Alabama calls, he's going to tell his daughter, we're packing up.
Yes, he is. You're headed, yes, you are headed to Tuscaloosa, T-Town, baby, because I think absolutely. And you know what? I mean, I think Ole Miss fans, I don't think any Ole Miss fan would begrudge Kiffin getting the Alabama job. I'm not so sure, and I think we've talked about this before, that I would want to be the person following Nick Saban. I think I would want to be the person following the person that followed Nick Saban more than I would want to just immediately follow him. But Lane, as Kiffin has, I mean, as Kevin has told me, you know, Lane is kind of in his own planet, you know, and he might be one of the few coaches that would have the moxie to follow Nick Saban and not be intimidated. But yes, and you know, his son, Lane's son, Knox, is going to be starting ninth grade at Oxford High School this coming fall. He's moving to Oxford also from California, and he is a quarterback and is, you know, going to be playing at Oxford High School, I'm sure, for that'll be a big reason for Kiffin to stay. So we'll see.
Evie, tell everybody how they can follow your content and all your information.
They can follow therebelwalk.com. I'll go to our website, and then they can follow us on Twitter at therebelwalk and follow me at Ole Miss Evie. And I'm always excited to get new followers. And I'm just really super excited to be here and to get to be a regular. I was so nervous all morning. So there's just something different about it, and I sure appreciate it.
Evie, just to give you a little background, Evie's got two kids. And her daughter is a pharmacist, right, in Mississippi. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
And then her son is in med school in Texas.
Yes. My son's at Texas Tech in med school, fighting his way through his third year. And daughter's a pharmacist who played volleyball at Ole Miss.
And your son is not like Tommy Tuberville, who was begging to get out of Lubbock. He, like, in the middle of the night, he got out to go to Cincinnati.
Yeah, Zach might pine box Lubbock if he could.
Evie, we'll see you next week. Have a good
weekend.
Thanks,
Bill. Thanks so much.
She's good. That's Ole Miss Evie. That's going to work very well. Most of you know her. I think all of you know her. But if you don't, if for some reason you're Wolverine Dan and you really don't listen to the show, that's Ole Miss Evie right there. Get to know her. She's going to be here a lot. Omni Nashville Hotel. Brad in hour three.
Good afternoon. It's still very busy out here on all the major outbound routes. This rain not helping rush hour traffic. Still slow go 65 north of Vietnam Fence. I still see it just dragging on 40 west out here around 46th Avenue on the west side. Traffic's increasing down through Brentwood, Franklin. Again, just give yourself extra travel time. Be careful. Ripley's is hiring all 10 attractions. Check them out online at ripleys.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Located at 5410 Murfreesboro Road in the heart of Laverne, City Slickers is one-stop shopping for all your liquor, beer, and wine needs and has been a multiple winner annually in the Best of Rutherford County voting for Best Liquor Store and Top Wine Shop. Featuring the lowest prices, the best customer service with unsurpassed knowledge, City Slickers offers the largest craft beer selection in Rutherford and southeastern Davidson counties and has beer on tap at its Growler Filling Station. City Slickers also sells mixers, sodas, snacks, tobacco products, and the Tennessee Lottery, and can place special orders and assist with all your events and even wedding planning. Make sure you follow City Slickers on all their social media or just give them a call at 615-280-7469. That's 615-280-7469. Located in the heart of Laverne, City Slickers.
Hey Nashville, Ray here from Run With It. Let me tell you about our sponsor, Boomba's Craft Pizza and Tap House. And with four locations in Bellevue, Murfreesboro, Spring Hill, and East Nashville, they're your home for the best gourmet pizza and craft beers in Music City. Join me on Monday nights at the East Nashville location for poker night. And if you think you know everything, try Wednesday night trivia at both locations. Gourmet pizzas, craft beers, online at boombozz.com. Boomba's Craft Pizza and Tap House.
Realtors abide by a code of ethics. This is Article 9 in action. Beth, a first-time homebuyer, knew nothing about the home buying process, except that she wanted to buy a home. But her realtor had the expertise to make sure Beth understood every document, even giving her copies to review with her lawyer so Beth could close on her first home with confidence. Complicated things explained in simple terms. The difference between an agent and a realtor is real. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
Our state championship games over these few days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, etc. And I know whatever state you're in, you're probably doing the same thing. By the way, there's a kid. How about this? There's a kid in 7A ball in Alabama that I think just won the state championship. Thompson, the star quarterback for their team, who threw five touchdowns, is an eighth grader. Yes, an eighth grader. The 7A championship team, which is high-level, big-time ball in Alabama, quarterback is an eighth grader, meaning he's not even in high school. And he was the star of the game. I don't know much about the kid. Everybody's hit me up about him. Anyways, here locally, the state championships are being played actually in Chattanooga, so it's not here locally. It's about an hour and a half, 2 hours from here. and Lipscomb Academy, Trent Dilfer, Super Bowl winning quarterback, ESPN, guy that heads up the Elite 11, all of that, is the coach here at Lipscomb Academy. I guess I should say was the coach. And he's won state championships. He's won the last two. Lipscomb, when he got there, and Lipscomb's been around forever. Okay, it's not a new school. It's a private school in the Green Hills area of Nashville, kind of an exclusive area. And he moved here because his daughter was playing volleyball. I believe they were in Texas, and moved here because his daughter got a scholarship to play volleyball at Lipscomb. And I'm not sure what happened because he was not a coach, but he ends up getting offered the Lipscomb job. Lipscomb had been not doing well at all in high school football. Now, they've had their moments historically, but more recently they had not been doing well at all. They were not good. He takes over, and players from all over America start moving in here to play at Lipscomb. Seriously. Matter of fact, the number one ranked player in the state, who's a junior, who's a friend of my son's, was on our junior high team. He played on the junior high team when he was in sixth grade and was really good. He's now the number one ranked player in the state of Tennessee as a junior. And he was taken from Wilco to go to Lipscomb. Lipscomb's in the Nashville area, not Franklin area where we are. And anyways, so Dilfer coaching Lipscomb, and it was just announced a day or two or so ago that he has taken the job at UAB, but he was going to finish the postseason at the high school, Lipscomb Academy. They were playing in the championship game, and nobody likes Dilfer. Dilfer is an absolute jerk, okay? And maybe people don't like him because he wins big, but he's recruited from all over America. Anyways, they're up in the championship game, I believe, 42-0 over a very good program, Christ Presbyterian Academy. And, by the way, their head coach is Ingle Martin. Remember Ingle Martin from here, signed with Florida under Spurrier, went down there, and ended up transferring. But played down at Florida and then transferred and actually ended up in the NFL some as a free agent and actually ended up for a little while, maybe just briefly, with the Titans. Anyways, Ingle Martin, who's a fantastic guy and has done a really good job at CPA, is the coach there. So it's Dilfer versus Ingle Martin, and Dilfer's got the recruited team, and they're up 42-49-0. I don't remember. It was yesterday. There's 12 seconds to go in the game. And Dilfer's throwing it in the end zone to tack on another score. Now, I know we've talked about this. The Tennessee and Missouri game, Tennessee scoring at the end, or the South Carolina-Tennessee game. And I have said to you repeatedly, it's the other team's job to stop you. But does that even go down to a high school level? Now, I don't know if Lipscomb called a timeout, but at the end of the game, it's 42-49-0, whatever it was, and there was a timeout. I don't know who – I assume Lipscomb called it. I don't know that to be factual because I'd kind of looked away. But they come out of the timeout, and there's 14 seconds to go, and they're on about the 6 or 8 or somewhere in the red zone. And Dilfer has his quarterback drop back and chuck it in the end zone to tack on another score. It's one thing if you ran it up the A-gap, right, and nobody defended it. It's another thing if you're chucking it into the end zone. You're just trying to rub it in. And, again, it was an incomplete pass. And then with about 6 seconds to go, Dilfer did the classy thing, which is say don't run a play. Let the time run out. So he did end up doing the classy. I'm just telling you, there's so many people that think this guy is an absolute bleeping punk, Trent Dilfer. And I know a lot of people have dealt with this guy. Now, he wins. I'm not, hey, you know what? Maybe if you win big, a lot of people don't like you. Maybe that's just too bad. Go have your little pity party, okay? Maybe that's the case. I'm just telling you, UAB, and I don't know how he'll do there because you can't control things at UAB like you can control things coming to a high school here, right? He's got people, he had people coming from all over the place to go play here. And I don't know how that wasn't somehow adjudicated by the TSSAA, which is the governing body of the state of Tennessee. Every state that we have, right, in this audience, you've got your high school governing body in your state. But, and maybe he goes to UAB and does well. Maybe he goes and just kicks total tail there too. I mean, you know, I'll praise him if he does it. That's fine. I'm just telling you, man, this guy has a lot of haters. Here's the other thing. This guy is at a very, at least supposedly, Christian school. By the way, my degree is not from Tennessee. I went to Tennessee for 2 years. It's from Lipscomb, the same campus. Now, again, there's a kindergarten, elementary school, a junior high, a high school, and a college. Lipscomb. That's where my degree, my last 2 years, was at that place. That's where my chemistry degree is from. But, and this is a, supposedly now, Perry Mason went there from this audience that a lot of you know. Anyways, it's a Church of Christ affiliated campus. They are affiliated with the Church of Christ. This guy has a potty mouth that would make a sailor blush. Which makes me wonder what Lipscomb Academy is all about. Because this guy is every bit of a MFGD guy when it comes to language. Yeah, it makes me wonder. And by the way, you want another stat? I believe it would be nephew, is the head coach of the Lipscomb Junior High team. I'm not kidding. I think that'd be my nephew. It's a relative, yeah. He is the head coach of that team. Now, I don't, you know, it's not the high school team. It's the junior high team. So that whole thing is really weird. I don't quite understand that whole thing. But he went in there and took over a program that was dormant. Couldn't bust a grape and immediately had them winning. I'm going to say natties. Again, that'd be a state championship. Natties. And it was announced the other day that UAB. By the way, the UAB AD, I told you yesterday, is the Tennessee guy, Mark Ingram. Former long snapper. Not the running back from Alabama. Mark Ingram from Tennessee. Former long snapper. There's the AD at UAB, and he's the one that hired Dilfer. Anyways, long spiel there. Jim and Jupiter, welcome in.
Hey, we got some time here, Billy, or no?
You know what? You know me, I never look. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got 5-6 minutes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Then I'll tell you a little Dilfer thing, and then I'll get to my main thing.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead. Yeah, Dilfer can be a jerk, but he's also got a soft spot. So you remember Casey Weldon from Florida State, who came second in the Heisman voting in 91?
Yep.
Okay, he's a hothead, too. So you got Dilfer and Weldon. And Dilfer was the number one pick, and they got in a fight on the golf course, okay? They hated each other.
Now, wait a minute. Were they just randomly playing golf, or what was this?
Yeah, they're you know, probably for money. You know, who knows? I mean, two alpha males going at it, right?
Right.
And got in a fight on the golf course. So years later, Casey, I think it was his daughter, maybe son, but I think it was daughter, needed a place to stay. Because she was going to college wherever Dilfer was living, and Dilfer let her live at the Dilfer house for a long time. So he's got a good side to him too.
Okay, that is a good story. So they yeah. get, they
so
get
what I was
brawl.
Talking about is that you were talking about the equipment, and that got me to thinking. So you've had kids and that have played football recently, and when I played, I mean, we looked like gladiators with all the stuff we had on, and now it doesn't even seem like they have like any pads on. Like you remember the neck rolls that we used to wear, and
oh, yeah.
arm pads and Newman gloves, and I guess the hands now, I guess they can just tape them. But, I mean, do they even wear, like, tailbone pads anymore? Like, do they wear these pads, or what's the deal?
It's not so much on the high school level, I don't think. I think the high school level, now I don't see the neck rolls, but the high school level, they're pretty padded up. But I think once you get on up above that is where you start seeing them lighten up. Everything seems to be lightening up, right?
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine because, you know, I played defensive end, and I had these arm pads. And if I'd forget it or not wear it, man, I'd get these knots on my arms, and I can't even imagine, you know. But, I mean, I guess everything is to – so I guess maybe so you're not getting held or what the deal is. And those Newman gloves on your hands, they were awesome. They protected you from – you know, you could, like, slap somebody across the head, and you wouldn't even feel it. It was great.
I know. No, I know, man. Those were the days.
Yeah, but everyone looks sloppy now. I mean, it's like they, like you said, they're coming in there and you see their knees and, you know, I mean, I don't know how much of a knee pad will protect you, but it doesn't look good. And guys are wearing shorts these days.
Here's the thing. I love Johnny Crawford. He's been fantastic. But he was saying how they start monitoring the equipment 90 minutes or somewhere, you know, they take jurisdiction 90 minutes before the game. I see players all the time during games with their pads, their knee pads, well above their knees. Looks like they're wearing shorts all the time.
Yeah, I think that is like, look, we're supposed to monitor it, but, I mean, it's not happening. But I don't know. And the funny thing to me is that those neck pads, you know, the neck rolls, I mean – unless you had to swivel your head, I mean, everyone was wearing those. And did they just assume that those didn't help with neck injuries?
I know. Yeah, I don't know. Amazing.
You there?
All right, Jim. Appreciate it, man.
All right,
have
take
a
care.
Good weekend. Yeah, appreciate the call. Cosby Cattleman, tell Cosby that I've got, like, Pat, what, a minute maybe here? Yeah. Cosby, hang tight. Cosby Cattleman. We'll go from West Palm Beach, where the Cosby Cattleman wanted to go. A little bit south of that, right? Miami, the Keys, and all that for the Orange Bowl. Doesn't sound like the Vols are going there. We don't know that for sure, but it doesn't sound like – sounds like they're going to be in Dallas. I don't know if the Cosby Cattleman is flying into Big D. You want to get down there on the beach. Anyways, he's holding. We'll get to him here momentarily. Brad in hour three. Despite Dan in the Rocket City not knowing where Brad's supposed to be on the show, he'll be here hour three. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue, and welcome to the High Valley Conference Football Weekly Spotlight presented by Delta Dental of Tennessee. Choose your health first. Choose Delta Dental. UT Martin linebacker Rob Hicks had 26 tackles versus Kennesaw State Saturday. The 26 tackles are the most by an NCAA player this season at any level. Established a UT Martin Division I era single-game record and was second most in OVC single-game history. Hicks has 102 tackles this season, and his 11 tackles per game ranked fourth nationally. Southeast Missouri running back Geno Hess became the program's career rushing leader against Tennessee State, passing Kelvin Earthquake Anderson. Hess has 3,475 career yards, fourth most among active FCS players. He ranks sixth nationally in total rushing yards at 1,054. The SEMO defense recorded a 42-0 shutout of TSU, the team's first against a Division I opponent since 1997. It was the first time TSU had been shut out in 95 games dating back to 2013. Hess and Lindenwood quarterback Cade Brister were named OVC co-offensive players of the week, while Hicks was defensive player of the week. UT Martin kicker and punter Tyler Larko was top specialist, but Tennessee Tech running back O.J. Ross is top newcomer. SEMO at Eastern Illinois and UT Martin at TSU are league games this coming Saturday, while Robert Morris is at Murray State, Tennessee Tech is at North Alabama, and Lindenwood host McKendree. For complete weekly schedules, including live video links, visit OVCSports.com. To find other news and features and more, follow the league on your favorite social media platforms at OVC Sports and at OVCSports.com. You won't believe it until you OVC it. This has been the OVC Football Weekly Spotlight presented by Delta Dental of Tennessee. Keep your health care costs low and your health at an all-time high with the power of preventive dental and vision plans from Delta Dental of Tennessee. Choose your health first. Choose Delta Dental. I'm Greg Pogue wishing everybody a great weekend of OVC football.
Lace-up jeans, parachute pants, sleeveless turtlenecks, your smile outlasted them all. Because great smiles never go out of style, especially when they're protected by Delta Dental. Keep that smile in style for good at DeltaDentalTN.com.
The dentist will see you now, and now you can see the dentist and the optometrist, because Delta Dental covers dental and vision. So go ahead and smile at yourself in that rear view mirror. Then take a look at all the dental and vision bundles at DeltaDentalTN.com.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely Omni Nashville Hotel.
Cosby Cattleman, welcome in.
Yeah, but that slide down that dinosaur and kiss Miss King because it's championship weekend, Bill.
Where are the balls?
Yeah, three things for you here real quick, Bill. You got a national audience. Talking about Dilfer there before the break. Muschamp's kid, did you mention that, won a state championship last night?
Will Muschamp's kid is the quarterback at Baylor. Now, that's the high school, not the college, in Chattanooga, Tennessee. They played in the state championship last night against Montgomery Bell Academy, whose quarterback is committed to Ole Miss, and Muschamp's kid won a natty, won a state.
I'm so sick of hearing about Muschamp over these years. How much money is that clown stolen, old beer gut? Stole a bunch of money, got 4 or 5 years worth of salary from Florida, then up went up I-26 and stole some money from South Carolina. Probably get his kid on a full ride somewhere. That dude's about as good as Fatmer stealing money, isn't he?
I just heard
you like this human interest stuff. I heard he did have a Missouri offer, a bunch of small schools in Missouri, so that probably means he goes to Missouri and we get 4 years of the little girls on out of pocket talking about Muschamp's kid. They're not going away anytime soon, it doesn't sound like, does it?
He's just a junior.
But yeah, well, it's about as bad as the Manning family, isn't it? You can't turn on the TV without seeing a Manning. Now we get 4 more years of Muschamp. Speaking of the real Muschamp, Bill, Is he a real coach at Georgia, or is he one of these analysts? How's that working?
No, he's a defensive guy, man. He's on the defensive side of the ball.
He's a real coach again.
Correct.
Think about the conversations he and him and Kirby probably have over two or three high-end scotches about speaking of all the money they stole, how much all those Georgia people hate Florida and how much money he got paid by them.
What kind of scotch do you think they drink when they're talking?
And by the way, everybody's greatest athletic director on earth, Jeremy Foley, he pulled the wool over Foley's eyes, and Foley gave him an extra year. That's something those Gator days don't tell you, spend much time telling you about.
Now, we avoid that.
Hey, Bill, one thing on Bo, and I'm going to make you laugh on the west door with Cattleman's World Cup Primer. You'll get a kick out of this one.
Yeah.
Bill, latest scuttlebutt is Tennessee's back to the Cotton Bowl. Cousin got to make fat butts, Herb Street's the Buckeyes happy.
Yeah, they don't – Rose Bowl and the Buckeyes don't love each other for this year, so they go to the Orange is what the scuttlebutt is, which kicks Tennessee to a big D.
New Orleans, Bill, I've heard a lot of people in the Sugar Bowl want Tennessee's. 50,000 fans, Alabama goes down there all the time, not much of a motivated fan base. I think Tennessee fans would eat up New Orleans. Now, I have heard it's more about TV now. TV's really heavily involved, not like the old days with the Chamber of Commerce. But why does the Sugar Bowl have to invite Bama? Tennessee beat Bama.
I was talking to Kevin about this the other day. I don't think Bama will be motivated at all for a bowl. They may win.
That's what I don't get. They don't be motivated. And Tennessee would be. Tennessee got in there to sell a ton of tickets. I just don't get it. Why can't Bama go to the Cotton Bowl?
I don't know, man.
If they don't care anyway, send them to Dallas. I mean, have Jerry World's still pretty cool, but if they don't care, why else do you get to go to the Sugar Bowl for?
Because of Live Bomb. Give me some
juice. Is Live Bomb on the search committee?
You're listening to those shows up there. What's the transfer portal word? Tennessee's got four in the portal. I don't think none of those names matter. But what's Tennessee going to go get?
A tailback. Everybody wants a quarterback. Everybody's looking for an edge rusher. Pretty much what everybody else is looking for. Hey, Bill, one last thing for you. I got to give you Cattleman's World Cup primer here. You got Paxton in there with you, right? He's a soccer fan.
Patton?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay. Yes.
Hey, Bill, I'm not a soccer fan, but I am a fan of good sports, and I really love the World Cup. I pay attention to soccer every 4 years. I stumbled into it about two or three World Cups ago. The way you enjoy it is you go to a Mexican restaurant for a month. You eat shrimp fajitas every day and run through about 8 or 9 Modelos and Dos Equis and Coronas, and you'll have a good World Cup. But let's face it, Bill, on the Today Show, Kathy Lee and Hoda and all of them, all these posers are going to be showing up wearing their USA, chanting USA at us at these sports bars the next few days. Folks, root for the Netherlands. If you root for USA, you're just rooting for that witch Rapinoe. F Rapinoe, go Netherlands. Hang in there.
So Patton, jump on the mic here. I everywhere I go, here in the house or wherever I see the World Cup, I don't understand it. I don't get it. It doesn't interest me. But is the USA a legit contender, or are we just what are we?
We're like Cincinnati last year, Bill. Very much underdogs. And we got a chance to beat Netherlands, but in terms of winning at all, very much an underdog.
Who's the Alabama, not this year, but the historic Alabama of the World Cup this year?
Probably Brazil. This is what they play for. I mean, this is what you grow up as a kid wanting to do, win the World Cup. I'd say Brazil, either them or Argentina, those two countries, South American.
Why are those countries, small countries, good? We've got 350 million people, and we can't be that.
That's the age-old question, Bill. If I had that, I'd be not in this studio. I'd be somewhere in New York picking the USA men's national team, hopefully.
Well, is it because our athletes choose football, basketball, baseball, whatever, over soccer?
Yeah,
don't
want to get too deep into it, but I played soccer growing up. To get to the highest level and to get in front of the best coaches, Bill, it's money. Money-driven, you got to – pay your way into these camps. It's not like some of the others where you can kind of make it on in lower levels. Soccer, it's pay to play, unfortunately, and they're starting to get rid of that. But we're well behind the eight ball in terms of that. And Brazil and Argentina, I mean, they're playing on the streets, quite literally.
Now, let me ask you this. If all of a sudden our best athletes in this country all said, I'm playing soccer, would we be legit?
I think so. I mean, yeah. Give me Derrick Henry up top, Bill. I mean, he'd run right through everybody.
All right, we'll take the break. Brad, coming up hour 3. And despite Wolverine Dan not knowing this. Brad in hour three. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic starting to pick up even more with that traffic volume on 24 westbound and through the Hickory Hollow area coming out of Rutherford County. Busy but moving on I-40 in Mount Juliet right now. Westbound, of course, has increased quite a bit with that traffic volume up by Central Pike there in the Hermitage area. Already heavy traffic now on 65 south at Trinity Lane. Some radar I-40 out through Dixon County. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken is catering during the holiday season. Check out the menu today by logging on to princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Are you looking for a trusted partner who knows AT&T business inside and out? ABS Communications is an organization built on the premise that telecom solutions and working with companies like AT&T can often be complicated, and the customer needs someone to help them navigate through these complexities. They make complex simple. Whether it's helping maintain, manage, or secure your business, ABS Communications is here to help all your business telecom and mobility needs. Their business was built with the goal of simplifying the process of connectivity for the customer and establishing a long-term relationship of trust through transparency and accountability. ABS Communications is a top five AT&T authorized agent with over 200 years of AT&T technical experience. You can call Mark and the gang at 615-349-8588, or you can visit their website at abscomm.net. And remember, mention the McFarland Show to ABS, and you could get up to $250 in a Visa gift card for new ABS business customers.
From the big game to the big dance, Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown is your game day and watch party headquarters. Don't worry about entertaining guests and trying to feed everyone. Sit back, relax, cheer on your team, and let the Bar Lines staff take care of you. Grab a Bar Lines signature cocktail and enjoy some wicked deviled eggs. Or a Bar Lines double stack and finish it off with some Jack and Coke chocolate cake. Bust your belly and your bracket at Bar Lines. Located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Get a taste of the tropics without ever leaving Nashville at Hawaiian Izakaya. The Heart, voted to have the best creative cocktails in Music City. Located inside Bento Living Chestnut Hill, The Heart is open for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and drinks Tuesday through Sunday. Plus, brunch on the weekends. Expect fresh, locally sourced shareable plates, poke, yakitori, handcrafted cocktails, and aloha vibes. Visit theheartnashville.com to view the menu and make a reservation today.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Former Titans coach Jeff Fisher.
Who's grumpy this morning?
Coach, so, I'm not grumpy.
John, I mean, hey, John.
Yeah.
Pull your head out of your butt. Get yourself in a better mood.
I'll do my best, coach. Thanks for the pep talk.
Okay.
You just made a promo for him.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
We have more Jeffs than you do. It's the Bill King Show.
Los Angeles. Bill, following up on Wolverine Dan's call from yesterday, given his tendency to confuse us with his comments, I think he probably meant to say his daughter, not his sister. I've always thought he was a little sketch, but I think he's taking it to a new level. Rod of Buckeye in Texas. Hey, Bill, can you educate your audience as to who this Powers guy is who's coming up next hour. Is it Austin Powers, international spy and gambling guru? Might be. Alan in Tampa, tell Cosby the best Cuban food in South Beach is Bella's. I'm sure he's probably writing that down right now. But see, the problem is, if Tennessee's not in the Orange Bowl, he won't be going down there. Rob up in Ohio, tell Cosby to come down to the Orange Bowl and party with the Buckeyes. We'll show him a better time than he's going to have in the Cotton Bowl. I don't think he's going to the Cotton Bowl. Dallas, this time of year, is about like Nashville weather-wise. It could be 70. It could be 28. It could be raining sideways. You just don't know. I was telling you, about 5 Christmases ago, I remember having the top down on my Jeep, Christmas Day, going to the dumpster to take trash. I'm a trash man. I mean, that's, you got 9 people in your family, it's going to be a lot of trash. And I remember it was 72 or whatever the temp was, sunny. I had the top down on the Jeep. I had the trash in the back, and I was going down the road. It could be 25 and spitting icicles, too, that day. You just don't know. I remember one year. You Tennessee fans remember this. Tennessee played in the Cotton Bowl. Was it Kansas State? And it was rainy and icy, and the Tennessee team literally quit. I mean, no, they didn't announce they quit. But you could just watch the game. It was a random, silly bowl game, and they quit. They just literally weren't going to bust a grape. Jim and Jupiter, Billy, Cosby even goes against the USA. He did. He just did that right there on the show. He just did it. So if, and again, guys, I see the World Cup on, and I know it's gotten more popular. Now, I know worldwide it's always been incredibly popular, but I'm talking about in the United States. It's gotten more popular. But if our best athletes, if we had another Deion Sanders and he said, okay, I'm playing soccer. We had another Michael Jordan. I don't know if you can ever have another Michael Jordan or another corner that plays like Deion. Let's just say for the sake of the argument you do, though. And they said, okay, we're playing soccer. Could we be like these other historic soccer countries? Yeah, could we? I mean, folks, I've not adapted to the soccer thing. I just haven't. It's just not my thing. I know a lot of people like it. I just have not. Bitcoin Playboy. Bill, I'll ask you, what's better, a college football natty or a world kickball natty? He's saying that that's what that is, a world kickball natty. Just business down in Hoover. I was just talking about that eighth grader at Thompson. Alabama 7A state champs. Quarterback was an eighth grader. Is an eighth grader. I'm not making this up. Just business. Bill, with the new playoffs cleared, fans are going to want games on campuses for teams with a bye, not at bowls. How do you think they will ease bowls out of the way to make all games on campus? Right now, that's not what they're doing. Even though your opinion there is the popular opinion, it's the one that everybody brings up. Once you get past that opening weekend and those first 4 teams get byes, the top 4 seeds, they don't ever play at home. Some of the lower seeds actually do. Lower seeds who are the higher seed in their game, in their first game, play at home. Seeded teams, the top 4, will play in bowl games, meaning bowl sites. I don't think the committee or the rulemakers are yielding to people, and I'm with you. It'd be great to have it on campus. I don't think they care what anybody thinks. Got to remember, they're not worried about the opinion. They're worried about the TV money. Just with the addition under this current contract of 8 more teams, they're projecting another, on top of what they already get, $500 million. That's in addition. That's not even the new contract money. That's just what they're going to get in addition to this money. Next 2 years, when we have the playoffs, 24-25. That speaks. What I think or anybody else thinks about on-campus games don't make a damn bit of difference. Unfortunately. And there's a lot of people who feel like just business. Lots of them. But that's not what talks here. The billions, that's what speaks. Brad's coming up. You're not front-loading. Go ahead and post.